This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The roles are reversed. Caitlin and myself hopefully have the answers as Gina has the questions.
Yes. Caitlin is, I think you've played before, right, Caitlin?
Yes.
Yeah.
So here's the big part. You're playing for Jonas Brothers tickets today.
Oh, yeah. She's totally psyched.
Uh-huh.
They're coming August 12th, Nats Park, courtesy of Live Nation. That also qualifies you for our grand prize this week, an overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge in Perryville. Only a howl away.
GreatWolf.com/Maryland.
All right, Greg, you're out. Today's 101.9 gunmetal gray zip-up jacket, jeans, and some Adidas sneakers and Argyle socks. He's rolling them up, Caitlin. He is leaving the premises. He's closed the door. We are ready to go here. Okay, question number one is a fill-in-the-blank. This is as tough as it gets. The E in Chuck E. Cheese, what does that stand for?
Oh, gosh, I should know this.
This is a tough one because I didn't know this. So his full name would be funny. It would actually be like Charles fill in the blank cheese.
Right.
Which is
hard
to think of him as a Charles. It's always been Chuck E. Cheese in my mind. Yep.
Exactly. I'm going to just go with Edgar.
Good guess. That's funny, too. We'll find out the answer when Greg returns. This one will probably get some points on the board. True or false? Marilyn Manson and Macy Gray went to high school together in Canton, Ohio, but they didn't know each other. Is that true or false?
True.
It is. We got points on the board. Let's see if we can make it a meatloaf with number three. The Cowboy Junkies, the band, are playing Sunday. At what venue? This is multiple choice because we have lots of venues. Is it Baltimore Soundstage, The Lyric, or Ram's Head on Stage?
I'm going to go with Soundstage.
I'm sorry, Caitlin, that wasn't quite right. But we'll find out the answer when Greg returns. I'm flagging him down. We got points on the board, Greg. I told you this wasn't going to be a cakewalk.
One out of three, okay.
This first song I feel like you maybe have used once or twice, but I'm not sure. The E in Chuck E. Cheese, what does that stand for? So his full name would be Charles fill-in-the-blank cheese.
Everybody eats.
I like that.
Chuck, everybody eats cheese.
It's actually entertainment.
Oh, is it really?
So he's Charles Entertainment Cheese.
I like everybody eats better.
Yeah, I do too. All right, so we didn't quite get that one. Let's see if you get the true false here. True or false, Marilyn Manson and Macy Gray went to high school together in Canton, Ohio, but they didn't know each other. Is that
interesting.
True?
Well, your answers are always true, so I'm going to go true.
Correct, and I thought that was interesting as well.
Yeah, that's cool.
Canton, Ohio. Number three, the Cowboy Junkies, good band. They're playing Sunday. At what venue? This is multiple choice because we have a lot of them. Are they playing Baltimore Soundstage, The Lyric, or Ram's Head on Stage? And we know it's not Ram's Head Live because that closed.
Ram's Head, that's the Annapolis one, right?
Correct, yep.
I'm going to go with Annapolis, Ram's Head on Stage.
Yes, they always have the quirkier artists.
All right,
you're
cool.
Absolutely right. Okay, so Greg got a meatloaf, beat your points on the board, but you're still going to see the Joe Bros.
Let's go to the Jonas Brothers.
Yay!
And you're still in running for the overnight stay at Great Wolf Lodge.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Favorite Jonas Brothers song is?
Oh, gosh, there's so many. I guess currently would be Sail Away from the new album.
All right.
Oh
we like
See,
new music.
Putting Caitlin on the spot and she comes up with a good answer.
We'll do it again Monday. Weekend events. College of Knowledge on today's 101.9.